Shabbat Pesach and Parakal, Mishnah Zayin, I'm Rabbi Meir. May the brand Lamadu Shasarf and Truma Tahira, Emat Mea Bepesach. Rabbi Meir said, from the words that we have in the previous Mishnah, we could learn that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira together with Truma Tmea on Erev Pesach. When it reaches the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, then you're mechuyav to burn all of your chametz. If you have Truma that is chametz, you also have to burn the Truma. As once it reaches the sixth hour, it's forbidden to eat it anyway. And you have to burn all of your chametz, including Truma. And if you have both Truma Tahira and Truma Tmea, that is chametz, you could burn the two together on Erev Pesach, even though in the process of burning it, the Truma Tmea will be mitame the Truma Tahira. And normally it's forbidden to cause Truma to become tame, but in this case, it's anyway, the Truma is forbidden to be eaten and your mechuyav is to burn it. You're allowed to cause it to become tame in the process of burning it. And this could be learned from the words of Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim in the previous Mishnah. The Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim said that you can burn basar from a korban that was a shlishi latuma, together with basar from a korban that is a rishon latuma, even though in the process of burning it, you're going to cause the basar that was a shlishi latuma to become a sheni latuma, so you're increasing the tuma of the basar, even so it's mutter, and since anyway the basar is tummy and your mechuyah is to burn it, you can increase the tuma in the process of burning. Now, even though there is a fundamental difference between this case and that case, as in the case of Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim, the basar that was a shlishi latuma is already tummy. You're only increasing the tuma in the process of burning it. As opposed to in this case, you have truma tahira, it's completely tar, and when you burn it together with truma tmea, you're being mitami it for the first time. So how can you compare the two cases? The answer is that Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim is referring to a case where the basar that was a shlishi latuma is only tame midor rabbanan. Min haTorah, it is completely tar. As we're talking about where the basar became tame from liquid. And according to Rabbi Meir, liquid cannot be mitame other things min haTorah. It can only be mitame other things midor rabbanan. So since the basar is completely tar min haTorah, and even so, Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim says you can burn it together with basar from a korban that is a rishon latuma. So now you're causing the basar that was a shlishi latuma, that was tame only min rabbanan, to become tame min haTorah, as it's going to become tame from the basar that's a rishon latuma. So you're being mitame it for the first time min haTorah. And even so, Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim said you can burn the basar that was a shlishi latuma together with the basar that's a rishon latuma, and since min rabbanan you're mechuyav to burn it, you can cause it to become tame min haTorah in the process of burning it. So therefore, it is similar to this case where you have truma tahira and truma tmea that is chametz on erev Pesach. You can burn the truma tahira together with the truma tmea, even though in the process of burning it, you're causing the truma tahira to become tame. Amar lo Rabbi Yosi einehi hamida. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Meir, you cannot compare the two cases. Even though you're allowed to burn basa that's a shlishi latuma together with basa that's a rishon latuma, but you cannot burn truma tahira together with truma tmea and erev Pesach. As Rabbi Yosi holds that liquid could be mitami other things min haTorah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, the case where Rabbi Hanina Stanakonim is completely different than the case of the truma tahira and the truma tmea. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the basa that's a shlishi latuma is tame min haTorah. So therefore, even though you're increasing the tumah by burning it together with basa that's a rishon latuma, but you're not being mitami it for the first time, as since Rabbi Yosi holds liquid could be mitami other things min haTorah, the basa that was a shlishi latuma is already tame min haTorah, as opposed to in the case of truma tahira and truma tmea, where the truma tahira has not yet become tame at all, you're not allowed to cause it to become tame, even though you're anyway mechuyav to burn it. Rabbi Yosi continues and says that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who argue with regard to burning truma that is suffic tame, as we'll see in a second. However, they both agree that when you have truma tahira and truma tmea on Erev Pesach in the sixth hour, you have to burn them separately. As Rabbi Yosi is saying that even though Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about whether you can burn truma that is suffic tame together with truma that is definitely tame. However, in our case, where you have truma tahira that has not become tame at all, even though it's already Erev Pesach and you're mechuyev to burn it, you're not allowed to cause it to become tamei in the process of burning. So what do Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about? Al hatluya ba'al hatmeya. They argue about a case where you have truma tluya, meaning the truma has become suffix tamei. We don't know for sure if it became tamei or not. And you also have truma tmeya. You have truma that for sure became tamei. And the truma is chamei. And it's a 6 hour and Erev Pesach, then your mechuyev to burn the truma since it is chamei. So Rabbi Eliezer, I'm at Yisar, the Zula Asma. Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to burn the truma that is suffix tamei separately from the truma that is definitely tamei. And even though in this case, the truma that is suffix tamei anyway cannot be eaten, and the kohen cannot eat truma that is suffix tamei. Even so, according to Rabbi Eliezer, truma that is suffix tamei, you have to guard so it shouldn't become tamei bivada. So therefore, you're not allowed to cause truma that is suffix tamei to become tamei bivada. So the truma that is suffix tamei has to be burnt separately so it doesn't become tamei from the truma that is bade tamei in the process of burning it. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shtehen Ka'achas, while Rabbi Yeshua holds, the two trumas can be burnt together. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, truma that is suffix tamei does not have to be guarded so that it would not become tamei bivada. So therefore, you can burn the truma that is suffix tamei together with the truma that is bade tamei, even though in the process of burning it, the truma that is suffix tamei will become tamei bevadai. However, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you can burn truma that is suffix tamei together with truma that is bade tamei, but if you have truma that is tar, you cannot burn it together with truma that is tamei, even on Erev Pesach of the 6th hour when you mechuyev to burn it. As Rabbi Yossi is saying, that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that truma that is completely tar cannot be burned together with truma tmeya. The only machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is when you have truma that is suffix tamei, whether you can burn it together with truma tmeya. Any kind you're allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, you're also allowed to feed the chametz to your behemoths, chayas, and ofos. Now we had a machlokas in the previous parak as to when you're allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed to eat chametz for the first 4 hours of the day. Rabbi Meir holds you can eat chametz for the first 5 hours of the day on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that you can eat chametz for the first 4 hours of the day. And truma, which is eaten by the kohen, can be eaten even during the 5th hour. And the Mefarshim explains that this mission is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that although regular chametz can only be eaten for the first 4 hours of the day, truma can be eaten in the 5th hour. And the mission is saying that any time it's mutter to eat truma, meaning any time during the first 5 hours of the day on Erev Pesach, you're also allowed to feed chametz to behema, chayas, and ofos. And even though you're not allowed to eat chametz during the 5th hour of the day, unless that chametz is truma, however, the chametz is mutter b'hano, you're allowed to derive benefit from it, so therefore you can go ahead and feed the chametz to your animals. U'mokor l'nachum. And you're also allowed to sell the chametz to a goy during the 5th hour of the day. Again, even though you're not allowed to eat the chametz during the 5th hour of the day, you are allowed to have benefit from it, so you can sell it to a guy. And even though the guy is not going to get rid of the chametz and is going to have it in his possession during Pesach, it would be mutter. And you're not mechuyev to ensure that the chametz is destroyed, you just have to ensure that the chametz is not in your possession. So therefore, you can sell it to a guy, and that way the chametz is no longer in your possession. Umutter bahana also. And you're allowed to benefit from the chametz. Now the mission means to say it like this, that you can burn the chametz before the 6th hour of the day, and then you would be allowed to benefit from the ashes of the chametz even during Pesach. And once you burn the chametz before the 6th hour of the day, the ashes would no longer be regarded as chametz at all, and therefore you can benefit from those ashes even during Pesach. Avos mano aser bahana aser. Once it reaches the 6th hour of the day, when the chametz is no longer permitted, you're not allowed to benefit from the chametz at all. As even though minat Torah, you are allowed to eat chametz during the 6th hour of the day. It's only the beginning of the 7th hour when chametz is forbidden minat Torah. However, midrabbanan, chametz is forbidden during the 6th hour, and you cannot have any benefit from it at all. So therefore, if you take some chametz during the 6th hour of the day, and you are mekanes an isha with it, the Kiddushin would not be valid. And once it reaches the sixth hour of the day in Erev Pesach, you can't use a chametz for fuel, for a tanner, a large oven, or a kirayim, a small oven. And even though you're burning the chametz, and you're in the process of disposing of the chametz, but you can't burn the chametz in such a way that it will be used as fuel for your oven. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ain't here chametz illustrator. Rabbi Yehuda says, the only way you're allowed to dispose of chametz in Erev Pesach is by burning it. The Chachamim Oimerim, af mefar v'zorah l'ruach, o matuliyah. The Chachamim say there are other ways of disposing of the chametz on Erev Pesach. You can crumple it up and throw it out in the wind, or you can crumple it up and throw it into the sea. And you're not mechuyev to burn the chametz, you just have to ensure that it's no longer in your possession. So if you want, you can crumple it up and have the wind blow it away, or you can throw it into the yam.